Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained. None of us are free.
None of us are free for sure. And welcome to the show. Welcome to Ubuntu. Ubuntu means that I am here because you are. It's a Zulu word. It's a beautiful word. And I just want to, I loved it because the reason why I'm here is because you were here before. Welcome to the show, 3CR. And this is Ayak here with Ubuntu. And we're going to take you to the journey of music tonight from the south of Sudan. And also I have an amazing musician from Botswana, Australian, who has been here for a long time. And his name is called Mapi Napandezo. And he's going to join us in 5 minutes or 10. So just relax. It's at 8:30. Ubuntu start at 8:30 to 9:30. And I think it's a good time to listen to the music and also listen to the stories, our stories. And also one thing I would like to say, it's our fundraising radio marathon this month. And, you know, I'm not going to bore you about 3CR because 3CR, you know what it stands for. And we need your support to be able to have a program such as Ubuntu and the rest of others. As you really don't know how much activities go on beyond the scene. And you know that it's going to be 50 years, and that is amazing for you to keep it alive. Yeah, I am doing fundraising, and my target is not very much, and I would like you to donate to Ubuntu. You can find us online, and I am going to tell you more about it. But at the meantime, at the moment, I am going to play to you a music from the south of Sudan. This is an amazing young man. He is incredible. His music is loved by everybody. So enjoy it. I play a lot of his music here at 3CR. And something happy and something going to make you go to bed happy.
Tal como soñé. Mi triste día de soledad. Hoy que te encontré, eres para mí como una alborada que llegó a mi ser con divina luz de amor y de fe. Fue una sensación de felicidad que no conocía y llegó hasta mí con el tierno encanto de tu mirar. Eres para mí, yo soy para ti, porque Dios lo quiso y nadie jamás podrá separar lo que Dios unió. Que te encontré, eres para mí como una alborada que llegó a mi ser con divina. una luz de amor y de fe. Fue una sensación de felicidad que no conocía y llegó hasta mí con el tierno encanto de tu mirar. Eres para mí, yo soy para ti, porque Dios lo quiso y nadie jamás podrá separar.
Find myself singing in the same songs every day, yeah. Ones that make me feel good when things behind a smile ain't okay. Around and over and in between the seas, I need to be on top of a mountain where I can see everything, cause this paranoia is getting old.
Welcome again. It wasn't meant to be that one, but you know, it's a beautiful music as well. And so now I'm going to play a Lujuma track, and it's a love song.
Maybe.
Ingu wajar yang nomah, Indu yang jauh.
That was amazing, Ali Juma. And the two songs that we play is amazing. They are a love songs, and you collaborate. That last one is, he said, my heart. Yeah, asking his heart, what's wrong with his heart? Because his heart is broken. And so that is the first one as well. It was a love song. So, but this one, he collaborated with another guy called York. And they are, yeah, incredible. There is so much music going on in South Sudan. At the moment, I bring you our amazing from Zimbabwe and from Yam. I just mixing it up. And he is from Botswana, and he is an amazing musician. He's been here for a long time, and that is Mephi Nafendozo. So we're going to welcome him, and we have to listen to what he has to say. Hello.
Hello, Isaac.
Hi. Mephi, how are you doing?
Mephi. Yeah. My name is Mbapi. Yeah.
Mbapi. Yeah. And yeah, thank you for joining us for our fundraising tonight. And
thanks for inviting me. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be boring you about a lot of things, but I would just like to talk about the music, because you have been, you know, you were the few African musician, you know, even you came here young. You did a lot of music for a very long time. And apart from yes. your professional work, you still love music. So what I wanted to ask you about, how is music, what it mean to you to be an African person, live in Australia, and just keep...
Yes, it's a very broad question. I think, thanks for the question. Look, I think for myself, like for many people, not necessarily just African musicians, but I think for many people, like music is like the, I could look at it, the ultimate form of, cultural identity.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that's how I look at it. It's, what do you think about music, like from a very young age, you know? It's that form of communication that we grew up with, you know, the cultural identity carries our heritage. You know, it's always been like a social unity and cohesion. It's all about the music, you know, education. Music was part of education, you know, and moral instruction when we're growing up. It's a religion. Whether you're Christian, whether you believe, you got your traditional beliefs, whatever, music is always a big part of that, you know. And even like today, whether it's politics, anything, social occasions, even emotional and healing occasions, spiritual occasions, that music is always been a big part of that. And so I see it as the ultimate form of, cultural expression. And it's just always just being away from home. I feel like it takes me back home every time I play or listen to music, especially African music.
That's right. And, it's a food of soul music, as you know, and it keep people together. It create community itself, music. And what I was just wanted to chat with you about is about, you know, we people talk about the African music, but because you, like you mentioned that about education, you play with a lot of Australian musicians, otherwise they wouldn't
yes.
be able to play that kind of music. But yes. they play it, and they can it can influence them in a different way, whether
Absolutely.
It's a sample or is it. So what impact did African music did here in Australia, particularly in Melbourne?
Look, I mean, I wouldn't take credit for. There's a lot of people that you can credit with, bringing African music here and the impact that it had in the culture here in Melbourne. I mean, first of all, I think for a lot of African music, like when African people, when you listen back in the 80s, even in the 80s, 90s, they found people, a lot of African refugees, migrants found home through music, you know, through what a lot of musicians like, the great Joe Malachi, people like Kimbell, Miziki Manjaro, Randy Bokwe, like they found home through all the meetings that they used to go and watch all these guys. That it's like being home away from home. Music made a place for them where they could just, all these migrants could come and meet other Africans and enjoy, you know, the way they enjoy music, the way they enjoy it at home and feel like they're at home. And also at the same time bringing in, you know, people, local people, Australian people to come and enjoy and experience the way we experience, enjoy music back in Africa. So when I came here, I kind of joined in the same, you know, what was happening, and I've played with quite a few bands, and it's just the sense of community that it has brought to us. Like, we as musicians, we kind of end up knowing each other, and yeah,
absolutely. You're absolutely right, and you know, you can be a clown as well. You know, a better musician here, African musician. They influence the music scene. And so it goes back. It actually went back to where, you know, like that bands you mentioned.
Yeah.
And when I first came to Melbourne, I went to see African music, and all African people, they were hang out together, and there is a shift. At the moment, there is no young people go and hang out in a pub. Even there are African music play, because I don't know how to put it, but there is a time change. It's not like when you first came here, you go and hang out together in a pub. At the moment, a lot of young African even the musician, they don't go and hang out in the music.
Yeah,
venues.
There's not many venues anymore that, you know, you can just go and every week and enjoy watching an African band and see a lot of Africans there. The young people now, like, you know, probably they get together in other different forms. Their musical taste has changed. The musical taste has changed. There's not a lot of bands sort of that cater for them. So most of what they do now is catered for by DJs. I mean, there's a lot of young African DJs around in Melbourne that cater for that sort of crowd, you know. So, yeah, a lot of when I first arrived here, DJing wasn't such a big thing. It was more bands that was. People enjoyed watching bands, but it has changed a lot. I don't know whether it's for the good or bad, but you know, it's just that young people have got different musical tastes. Even my kids have got different musical tastes to me. Like, even though they grew up listening to all the music that I listen to, that I played for them all the time, they know it, but their taste is different, and they want to listen to different things. And it's not the same for them. But at the same time, I think it's laid a foundation for them. Like, even all these young DJs now, like all these bands that came before, you know, that no one listens to or follows, that bands that don't have a lot of places to play, but they did lay the foundation for all, you know, people, educate people about African music.
Absolutely. Even your kids, as you just said, your kids, they not, you know, that you influence them, and they are now become talented musicians, and you could hear talent there, and that is influence from you, even though it's a traditional music that you listened to before. And it changed. It actually, you know, that way that the music set people up. People just go and get out what they want. That is the same thing. Like in one thing I was going to say before I let you go. There is so much in Europe, African music, places like UK. Or America, African music is everywhere. It influenced the pop music, and I could see a lot of pop singers. They collaborate with African musician, not African American, but African, and it changed. But you know,
it's a lot of you know, like you listen to music, like Niger, or the Afrobeat, it's everywhere now in popular music. Yeah. You listen to music that started like South Africa, that started as a Kwaito house and now morphed into Amapiano. Amapiano has become such a big thing now in around the world, not just in Africa. It's not just African people that are enjoying it now.
It's very interesting, you know, that African music has been loved for so long, and African people have a tough time in those places, you know. You know, it's like, I love the music, but I don't like you.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? You look, I mean, it's not a new thing. Like, you look at what happened in America with the blues and all that. Like, you know, we love the blues, but then we don't like you, you know, but we'll enjoy your music. We'll take it. It's the same thing now that's happening, like, you know, And then it happened with hip-hop, and now it's happening with all other forms of African music.
I play some of the Sudanese music, and I hear them in sample everywhere, like, you know, people do in experiment music, and you could hear a sample of African music. And that is
absolutely
a good thing. It's a good thing because people have to share, and that is the beauty of music, to bring people together and just share the music. That is supposed to be like that. But
and I mean, that's the whole reason we're sharing our culture out there, so that people know and respect our culture, and they can respect us too. And, you know, but I think music has played a big role in that, you know, for us getting the respect and people knowing about who we are, depending, regardless of which part of Africa you're coming from. Music has always been a big part of, you know, people like when I was listening, when I was waiting for you, I was on hold, you know, I was listening to music, and I think, that's South Sudan. Straight away, I can tell that that's music from South Sudan.
Absolutely. And, I will let you go. One thing I was just going to say, if you know, how we can reach the young people to learn instrument, because at the schools where the kids are, most of them in the Western suburb are pushed to be a drummer, percussionist, just go and do that drums. And they don't have opportunities to learn instruments.
Other instruments.
So what does that mean? How can that change? Can be changed?
Because learning an instrument, it's really something that needs a lot of support because it's quite an overwhelming thing on its own. And when you're studying, just looking at these things, you don't know what to touch. If it's a guitar, you don't know where to hold. You know how to hold it. You hear a sound, you don't even know what note it is. And the moment someone says, that's an E, that's a C, it's all overwhelming. So it's a support. I mean, the good thing about here is that you do get some music programs in schools, which, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have. But we need to be able to take advantage of all these musicians, like you be able to use, you know, their resources, these musicians that have been around, like have experience playing for bands, in like get them to go to schools, and so that the other kids can actually see that there's African people that actually play instruments. But they don't see that. It's being able to find people that they can identify with, people that can be a bit of a role model. Look, they can look at them as a bit of a role model. That's another African person playing an instrument, playing a keyboard, playing a trumpet. I think if we can have situations, opportunities where we can bring those people into schools, whether it's a 1-hour program once a month, that would be a great thing, I reckon. That would help kids just be comfortable with lifting up an instrument.
It would be lovely to talk to you and give me an insight of the music here in Melbourne. And I just wish, do you have a gig coming up?
Yes, lovely to talk to you, Ajak, too. Even though it's a quick call. This weekend, we're just doing like a fundraiser. But we haven't got anything lined up. Normally we line up stuff at old place. Yeah. So we're just organizing some more gigs now at the moment. But we'll let you know in due course. But this weekend we just got a fundraiser for an organization in Kew.
Thank you. Have a great night. And we chat again when the music come up, when you have a band performance coming up.
Well, we'll let you know. Yeah, it'll be great to have you there. Yeah, thanks, Jack.
You can play for us.
Lovely to chat with you. I'm actually just off to see a gig just on High Street at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All have right. a good night.
Lovely
Thank you so much.
You.
Yeah.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone. You know, this is Hayak here with Ubuntu. Ubuntu means that I am here because you'll be listening to us with Mephi from Botswana, and he's talking about it. They are the first, some of the few African musicians were here before a lot of people. And so, we talk about the music. As you know, music is one of the best that bring the communities together, and it works. You can go there and talk to people about what you think. But music, a good thing about music, you don't have to talk. You don't have to tell people what to think. It's just like a film, you know, you just get out what you want to get out from it. And that is the same thing as music. Art as a whole is what it is. And I'm going to continuing to play a song to you from the south of Sudan. And also, I would like you to donate to Ubuntu. And
Kuduna kojigirtuk, yana gemtuk, inyanama, no good is your man. Coloma Sira, go over Chad Ziara. Alla Loco Calo do Lila Pyramid. Near a general to boom. Chita, near a general to boom. Darling, near a general to boom. Valentine Day. Kirukukulan, Valentine Day. Valentine Day. Kirukukulan, Valentine Day. Valentine Day. Kirukukulan, Valentine Day. Kirukukulan, Valentine Day. Namakadaka Yoga Bibiro Wacham, Valentine Day, Kirukukulan, Valentine Day, Valentine Day, Kirukukulan, Valentine Day, Valentine Day, Kirukukulan, Valentine Day.
I just want to say thank you for the people who donate to Ubuntu. Thank you so much. Thank you. You are great people, you know. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Uriah. Thanks so much for amazing donation. And also, I just want to say thank you to Joe as well. Thank you, Joe. You are amazing people. And this one is so beautiful. Yeah, dear Ajak, love your show. Oh, thank you. And Anonymous, someone didn't mention this name. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. And I hope you had a great time and you have a great night tonight. And also, I am going to say thank you to Luis. And yeah, and the memories of our friends with me and my family loves music. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you to amazing. I thank Ray and thank to beautiful Ines. Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And I wish you have a great night. And I'm going to continuing to play music. And that is what the best thing you could do. Just relax and listen to music. And yeah.
Defender, I call your midfielder, player. I see with you much by, see with you much belay. I see with you much by, much better than you said. I see with. I see mama thing, man dey ban you nen ban ang by nen. Go learn mama and ken moye. I see man I see learn moya gang ting ro mo tung bi mi atyo. Go learn ro rapin pioni. Rockin' young, I do it, and she done. I will be very popular by. I will be very popular by Velatik, and Peria. I eagle will look for me. I eagle will a campion. I eagle will a yam while ya. I eagle will a campion. I eagle will a yam while ya. I eagle will a polymer. I eagle will a polymer. I eagle will a polymer. I eagle will acquaint me. Mama, I eagle will follow me. I eagle will acquaint me. I eagle will follow me. I eagle will acquaint me. I eagle will can't go. I eagle will yam while ya poo. Yen kayarot palpin badai. When badet you. Yen kayarot palpin badai. When banya. Moy bana bogitirian, ya
yale bena bogitiria man mara tien salungia man mara tien salungia ma depio moye bena bogitiria yale bena bogitiria ya bera tien salunde ya bera tien salunde je depio aigel vele koy mi aigel vele campion aigel vele ya moelia aigel vele campion aigel vele ya moelia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia mama aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia aigel vele campion aigel vele ya moelia aigel vele campion aigel vele ya moelia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia mama aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia aigel vele polonia aigel vele koynia
I just want to say thank you to you, Victoria. Thank you a lot of Momari. Thank you so much. And you're very kind. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you again, you people, and the people I mentioned their name. Thank you so much. It means a lot. And I am be continuing to do my target. I haven't reached it yet. And so, but hopefully I will. And I just want to say, have a great night tonight and take care. And I am just going to leave you. And this one is, I'm going to just leave you and it will run out because we don't have a time again. So, just a great, that's all I would say. And all in a good time. Next week, I will bring some of the Sudanese lady. She is amazing. She's going to be, she just graduated not long ago, and she got children, and she worked hard, and she achieved her goal. She became a nurse. So that the people doing a good thing in a community. And so have a great night.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here.
Mila, you are amazing. That's all about you. It wasn't for you. Thank you so much for being just such a sunshine in our life. Thank you so much. And thank to the boys as well. Thanks. Thanks.
Somewhere inside these walls. understands a man in this lonely crowd. Man who says he's not to blame. All day long I hear him hollering so loud, just crying out that he's not to blame.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.